Word of mouth.
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 From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Arabic music stretches back thousands of years. European classical, for centuries. American jazz came of age in the 20th century. An innovative ensemble of musicians and composers is experimenting with a union of those traditions and making a lot of room to explore, imagine, and improvise. New Sounds from Arab Lands is five musicians from Syria, Tunisia, and Lebanon, respectively. They were brought together in collaboration with the Aga Khan Music Initiative and are artists in a residency at Dartmouth College curated by the ethnomusicologist and music professor Ted Levin. The group performs this evening at the Spalding Auditorium. We caught up with New Sounds from Arab Lands from a studio at Dartmouth, where Kinan Azme, Jasser Adjousef, Basel Rajoub, and Firas Sharistan played for us. Percussionist Khaled Yassin was not able to be there. Normally, we think of tradition as a kind of restraint, but as we found while talking with composer and clarinetist Kinan Azme, musical traditions can also be triggers for growth, as they were for him as a child growing up in Syria.
I grew up in Damascus, and my basic training was Western classical music. So, back home, in my parents' apartment, we heard lots of Mozart, Brahms, and Berlioz. But also, being in a city like Damascus, you're also exposed to other types of music. So I was very curious to discover music from the Balkans, music of Turkey later on, jazz, and all sorts of things.
And it's interesting because you are, as a band, are from Syria, Beirut, Tunisia, respectively, sort of an amalgam of places in the Arab world. So I'm wondering, what is it to you, coming from traditions in different places, what does it mean to be New Sounds from Arab Lands? What is new here?
I mean, it's hard to put this project as something that resembles or kind of summarizes the new sounds of the Arab world. We are part of a bigger collective, people who are actively looking for new musical vocabularies in the Arab world and beyond. We're part of a generation, I guess, who, you know, the composer/instrumentalist, trying to fuse a few things. One of them is the written music versus the improvised, but also the composer-instrumentalist type. In a way, it's not up to us to decide what is new, but we are excited about the project because it's new for us. You know, that's what keeps it exciting, is that we're trying to discover each other's musical vocabularies. Since we have different backgrounds, some of us are, you know, their background is in Arabic music. Some of us are, like myself, in classical music, Western classical music. Some of us has a strong background in jazz. It's a learning journey where we get inspired by each other.
Well, let's hear some more music from the program. The composition Dream is composed by you, Kinan Azme, and performed by our guest today, New Sounds from Arab Lands. Kinan, what can you tell us about this piece?
So this is actually from a film score that I've written a few years ago. And it talks about three Filipino immigrants who, in their first winter in New York, this is post 9/11, and the hardship they went through trying to pursue what they thought would be the American dream and ended up being an American nightmare for them. But, so the film called Rigodon, it's by two Filipino film directors, Keith Sikat and Sari Dalena. And I'm really happy with this new version that we have, myself, Jasser, and Firas.
Let's hear it. speaking with Kenan Azmeh. He is a composer and clarinetist with the group New Sounds from Arab Lands. They've been in residence at Dartmouth this week, and they're going to be playing tonight at the Spalding Auditorium. And Kenan, you've talked about the importance of improvisation in this group. Do these songs change every time you play them?
In this program, I think we're trying to blur the barrier between what is composed and what is written out. Some of the best written out music is the one that sounds totally spontaneous, almost has an improvisation quality. And some of the best improvisations are ones where you think the performer really thought everything out and it sounds as if it's structured. So there are two pieces in the program. One of them is Dream. The other one is a great composition by Jasser Haj Youssef called Sama'i, which is on a traditional form. These are the only two pieces that do not involve any improvisations. But still, the music every time sounds different, and that's what is exciting about, live music.
Well, I always wonder with an improvisational band, are there times when, you know, you're playing together and you think, oh, yes, we've really hit it tonight. I would love to record this.
Yes, we have these moments. I mean, if in a concert one of these moments happen, then we feel real rewarded for the coming 2 weeks. because they are rare, actually, moments where the whole band feels like that at once. And I guess the whole concert is about searching for these moments. Mm-hmm. You know, pushing each other's boundaries to the maximum. So when things click, you know, they stay with you forever, I guess.
I think a lot of Americans have a pretty limited and maybe even cliched notion of Arab music. We hear a news story on the Middle East. You cue the oud. And to my Western ear, I don't discern necessarily the differences in geographies or musical traditions. But I hear, you know, a flourish of an Arabic flute or some strings. And I think, oh, okay, this is Arabic music. Is New Sounds from Arab Lands, is this ensemble teaching us more about discernment?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't think it's only the limitation of the Western ear. Because some people back home, they would think that Britney Spears is all what America has to offer to the world musically as well. You know what I mean? The limitation come, I guess, from both ends. But in a way, the instruments we play, since most of them, at least three instruments in this ensemble, are not traditional instruments, we treat the instruments as a tool only. I mean, every instrument is only a tool to say what you want to say. So it really depends, I guess, in our limited way, we're trying to, not to prove anything, but it happens that we're using the instruments we can play to say the vocabulary that we like to say. And that happens to be Arabic music, among other things.
I was reading the notes for a composition called November 22nd that you wrote, Kenan. And something really struck me. It says it's a meditative work that depicts sonic homesickness for the familiar ambient sounds of childhood. Basil, I believe, is from Aleppo. You are from Damascus. How does your homesickness register for you now?
I don't think it's not easy, actually, to describe what it is, because it's a total mindset that we have been, you know, trying to not survive, but also deal with on a day-to-day basis. It's not about homesickness anymore. It's about the involvement of home and how much you can be involved in what's going on at home while you're on the road most of the time. I think music is not... It's one of the vehicles where you can actually express yourselves. One school of thought says the artist recreates the world mm-hmm. as he or she sees fit. And the other school says it's basically how the artist mirrors the world, how he perceives the world. And I didn't believe in neither school of thought. My own was, we do art to express emotions that we do not express in real life. For the last 2 years, now it's almost 2 years since the Syrian revolution started, I found myself experiencing emotions that I did not experience before. So for me, the role of music disappeared altogether. I felt there's no need for me to play music. And it took me a while to realize that actually music is needed. I was silent for about a year, who was not able to write any music. But now I'm more able to express what I feel in music more than actually talking.
I'm curious about that year that you were silent. What do you think broke? You know, what do you think changed that you were suddenly able to express it musically?
I mean, it's not that I did write, but I did not feel inspired. I think after a while you realize that you owe it to yourself to continue playing and to continue creating. This is number one. And number two, if you're playing any concert anywhere in the world, if you make one person happy, that's also a good reward. I think culture should remain. Culture should not become secondary or irrelevant in times like these. Actually, the opposite. People need music now more than anywhere else. And I'm only learning this the hard way right now.
Kinan Asmeh of the ensemble New Sounds from Arab Lands, and this is the song Rituals, performed for us live from a studio at Dartmouth. The ensemble is Kinan Asmeh on clarinet, Basel Rajoub on saxophone, Jasser Adjousef on viola d'amour, with Firas Charistan on kanun. New Sounds from Arab Lands is finishing up a residence at Dartmouth today and will be performing tonight at the Spalding Auditorium. You can find out more about the show, see some videos of their rehearsals, all at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you. This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio.